Hallelujah. Glory. In His presence is fullness of joy. You know, the Word says something specific. Draw near to God, then He will draw near to you. Amen? Draw near to God, then He will draw near to you. That means that you got to do something. That means you got to draw near to Him. Amen. It's not a thinking relationship. It's a presence relationship. Without God's presence, we're nothing. And the more that we are in His presence, the more we change, the more things become more sensitive, the more things we see, and the more answers are released to questions you don't even realize you're asking. Things that you might have thought or wanted to know many years ago all of a sudden come. I'm telling you, I know that God has answered me in times of, could be a year later, and I'd forgot all about the question, or even the thought of the question. It might have been like, man, I wonder why. Yeah, well, and all of a sudden the answer comes a year later. See, in God's presence, there's no space or time. So to Him, it always is. That's why He is. Amen. So in that arena of His presence, there's that place where you and I, we can't come into that arena carnally. It's spirit to spirit. And in that place where it's spirit to spirit, there is a refreshing that comes to you within. You are strengthened. And your spirit man is strengthened. And when your spirit man gets strengthened, it overcomes the soul. When your spirit man is not strengthened, you cannot overcome the soul. And then you begin to build on emotion instead of on the spirit. Does everybody get it? And when people begin to build emotionally, they're the first ones to be offended. They're easily swayed. They are inconsistent. They are unstable, and it's a dangerous place to be, because individuals that live out of emotion are very dangerous. Jesus cannot trust someone who lives out of emotion. Does everybody understand this? It doesn't mean that we're emotionless. Hello? It doesn't mean we don't have compassion. It doesn't mean that we don't love. But it means we do not allow emotions to dictate decisions or moods. Does everybody get this? Well, I got on the wrong side of the bed. We'll get on the right side of the bed. That's garbage. People will wake up miserable. There's a problem. There's a lack of presence of God. Does everybody get this? See, that's why we get recharged. We go after God as much as we can. It's just like an Everready. You ever see that commercial with the Everready battery and that rabbit going bing, 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 bing? He's beating the drum, and then he wears out. Then he got to put another battery in. Then poof, 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 poof. That's how you and I should get up in the morning. So, you know, when we sleep, we regenerate. But that regeneration is enough to get us into God's presence again. That's why, let me tell you something. Many people don't pray. They don't pray. I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian 25 years. Yeah, I pray. I pray. I bless the food. I play football and throw a Hail Mary up. Let's see. I ask God to give me everything I need. See, people really, let me share something with you, vitally important. Prayer is not a moment. It's consistent. Prayer is communication with the other side all the time. That's why the presence of God has been shared with us. His spirit has been shared with us so that you and I can be in relationship. Prayer time is consistent. It's not just, well, I'm going to pray. But there's a time when you warfare. That's discipline. See, many believers don't even warfare, supposed believers. That's why they lose battles. No victory in their life. That's why they build on emotion and not on the Spirit of God. So in this, listen, I had no intentions of speaking this. So anyways, I just want you to know this is by the Spirit. Because He wants His children to begin to communicate and stay in constant communication. So when you're doing whatever, He says, acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I'll walk, guide your path, I'll establish your steps. But the problem is many individuals don't. They begin to drift and begin to work in their own strength. And then it begins to cause a drift and separation. And let me tell you, the further you drift and separate, the more you depend on you instead of Him. And the more you depend on you, the further you get away, the enemy knows that you're depending on you, and he begins to access you. Because he begins to tell you all kinds of things. See, because he knows that when you are distant from the presence of God, you will hear his voice more than you will God's voice. When you are closer to God's presence, you're going to hear God's voice more than you are the stranger's voice. And this is where many Christians fall short. Lack of prayer. Lack of fellowship. Lack of warfare. They don't take their dominion. They don't bind loose. They don't attack the enemy in the morning. They just think Christianity is accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's that. That ain't Christianity. Jesus came into this realm to invade. Oh, hallelujah. And we need to be invaders. That's why the word says you and I are more than conquerors. A conqueror doesn't sit home and twiddle their thumbs. Does everybody get it? A conqueror doesn't wait on God to attack. A conqueror is one who attacks because God is with him. Does everybody get this? Your first duty in the morning is to attack the enemy. That is the duty of a soldier. And we are of an eternal kingdom. If you're not attacking, you're being attacked. And the enemy's going to use you as a welcome mat to his kingdom. And that's a reality. Okay. Praise God. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3. You just entered the eternal factor. Hallelujah. I know some of you didn't get that, but it's okay. Genesis chapter 3. Praise God. Are you ready? Genesis 3:14. Glorious. And so after Adam and Eve blew it, got deceived by the serpent, the Lord said to the serpent, because you've done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go. In other words, he was already upright. And you shall eat dust all the days of your life. You know what you and I are made of?
Dust.
And I will put enmity, hatred, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. What the Lord was telling the serpent is, prepare for an invasion from heaven to remove the angelic leader from ruling the earth. Does everybody understand that? He just told the serpent, I'm going to send my seed into this world. I'm going to invade the earth from heaven. Heaven will invade the earth. I will send my seed, and he will remove you from position of this world. So one of the things, Lucifer knowing this, he convinced angels, actually, to come in to the physical realm and put on flesh and interfere with any seeds that were being produced. In Genesis 6, in verse 1, now it came to pass when men began to multiply in the face of the earth, and the daughters were born to them, and the sons of God, which are angels, does everybody get it, saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. In other words, these angels put on flesh and came into the world. What were they trying to do? Stop the seed of God from coming in. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, I want to read something from the book of Enoch. And Enoch is mentioned in the Bible. In the book of Enoch, he explains a little bit more about the fallen angels. As he says, in those days when the children of men had multiplied, it happened that there were born unto them handsome and beautiful daughters. And the angels, the children of heaven, saw them and desired them. And they said to one another, come, let us choose wives for ourselves from among the daughters of man, and beget us children. And Samaz, their leader, said unto them, I fear that perhaps you will not consent that this deed should be done, and I alone will become responsible for this great sin. But they all responded to him, let us all swear an oath and bind everyone among us by a curse, not to abandon this suggestion, but to do the deed. Then they all swore together and bound one another by the curse, and they were altogether 200, and they descended into the earth at Mount Hermon. Then they took the wives unto themselves, and every one respectively chose one woman for himself, and they began to go unto them. And they taught the magical medicine, incantations, the cutting of roots, and taught them about plants. And the woman became pregnant and gave birth to great giants whose heights were 300 cubits. These giants consumed the produce of all the people until the people detested feeding them. So the giants turned against the people in order to eat them. And they began to sin against birds, wild beasts, reptiles, and fish. In other words, they went into them. And their flesh was devoured, the one by the other, and they drank blood. And then the earth brought an accusation against the oppressors. And Azazel taught, who was a fallen angel, taught the people the art of making swords and knives and shields and breastplates. He showed to their chosen ones bracelets and decorations, shadowing of the eyes with enmity and ornamentations, the beautifying of eyelids and all kinds of precious stones and all coloring tengers. And there were many wicked ones, and they committed adultery and erred, and their conduct became corrupt. And they taught in these incantations and the cutting of roots and resolving in these incantations knowledge and signs and reading the stars and so forth. And great deception became upon man. In other words, the earth had been invaded by darkness. But God knew what was getting ready to happen. And he was already preparing an invasion from heaven to overcome the darkness of the earth. In the book of Jude, would you go there with me? Book of Jude, verse 5. Says, but I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not follow or did not believe. Verse 6, does everybody see that? Would you read it with me? And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, those are the angels he's talking about, that at those 200 that had come into the earth and put on flesh and went into men and women, but left their own abode, he has reserved an everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in similar manner to these, having given themselves over to what? Sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Again, these angels are now chained in preparation and ready, and they'll be enchained until judgment. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. You know, people celebrate events that are promoted by man every year, even though they have a religious aspect to them, or what we call an acknowledgement. You know, God is not religious. This is nothing about a religious attribution at all. This is about an eternal kingdom that is a reality. And we must come out of this religious state of being, because it truly interferes with people's lives and walk. In the Hebrews chapter 1, is everybody there? In verse 1, it says, would you read it with me? God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by who? His Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, to whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and have become much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And all the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God. So did he call his Son God? Yes, because God took a part of himself, because he knew that at a specific time he would have to come into this world, because this is an angelic fight, not a physical fight. He knew that he had to come into the world. He said, but to you, the Son says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your what? Your footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Again, he calls him Son with the excellent name, the name above all names, because he knew that he would have to invade earth. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, would at a certain time have to invade earth to remove the ruler of this earth and hand authority over to his presence of his children. In Hebrews 10, again, these celebrations that, whether it be the resurrection, the birth, all kinds of feasts of the Lord, but one of the things that should be celebrated every single day in our spirit is that we are not of this world. We are not of this world. And we are to be careful not to be entangled with the affairs of this world. That God Almighty, heaven invaded this world, just like darkness invaded this world. Amen? This fight is not physical, it is spiritual. It is an unseen fight, and the only way that you're going to be able to see it is if you're walking in the Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 5, let's read this together. It says, therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a what? But a what? A body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Previously saying, sacrifice and offering, burnt offering and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The body prepared for the seed that he spoke about in Genesis 3, because angelic beings interfered with the Creator's image of man. Does everybody get this? They interfered with God's will. Angelic beings, these fallen angels, Lucifer being the number one. Amen? And then afterwards, he sent the angels in. 200 of them put on flesh, went into women, produced offsprings, and that's why God brought the flood, to destroy everything. In Isaiah chapter 9, it interfered with man's DNA. It became contaminated. The day heaven invaded the earth was the day Jesus came. And this is what was prophesied about him. Isaiah 9 and verse 6, let's read it together. For unto us a what? A child is born, unto us a son is given, and the what? The government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called what? Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. Does everybody get that? Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Was Jesus God? Yes. Verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. upon the throne of David over his kingdom to order it and establish it with what? Judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will what? Perform this. He was talking about heaven would eventually invade the earth. Is everybody with me? Child of God, invade the earth. The Son of God, known as God Himself. His kingdom. He invaded the earth with His kingdom to combat the kingdom of the fallen angels and their offsprings, which are now demons. Because when their offsprings died of these fallen angels, their bodies were destroyed, but their spirits still roam. In fact, Noah prayed to the Lord because they were destroying his grandchildren. And the Lord took many of the demons and separated them, put them into the earth, Hades, and allowed some out still. See, what's drawn demons out of hell is man now. They're drawing them out by their wickedness. Again, the child of God, God Himself, would invade the earth with His kingdom to combat the kingdom of fallen angels and their offsprings that are still destroying, stealing, and killing and deceiving mankind, God's creation, His image. In Matthew chapter 4, hallelujah, in verse 12, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 12. Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, He departed to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region in the shadow of death, light has dawn. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is what? At hand. Why? Because when Jesus came, the kingdom of heaven came. In other words, the kingdom of heaven now just invaded earth. In John 12, oh yes. See, we need to look at things differently, not in a religious arena. You know, we hear these songs during Christmas time and sleep, baby Jesus. No, man, wake up. Come on, we got work to do. We got to start looking at the arena that it was the kingdom of heaven that invaded earth. Does everybody get that? You know? Silent night. It wasn't silent. Hello? All these religious songs. I mean, they're emotional. Hallelujah. You know, I wonder what the Lord was thinking when everybody was doing all this stuff, you know. He's probably saying, man, I can't wait to get home. In John chapter 12, but He came to fulfill a will, didn't He? The will of the Father. Remember, Jesus never came to fulfill His will. He came to fulfill the will of the Father. And that can only be done by the manifestation of the kingdom of God. And that's what His purpose was also. 12:27, Jesus said, He said in 12:27 in the book of John, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify Your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to Him. And Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of Me, but for Your sake. Now is the judgment of this world, and now what? The ruler of this world will be what? Cast out. Why? The ruler of Satan's kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, his authority is going to be overthrown because Jesus, God Almighty, invaded the earth with the kingdom of God. Yes. And if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to Myself. And this He said, signifying by what death He would die. And the people answered Him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. So what he was expressing, he said, the ruler of this world is judge. He'll be cast out completely at the end of the age. Amen. But before he's cast out completely, he will be removed from authority to those who are in his kingdom. He doesn't have authority over those who are in the kingdom. Only if we allow him to have authority. That's why he uses deception. Without deception, he can do nothing. The problem is people are not staying with the presence, filled with the presence of God. They're not staying filled with the Word of God. And so the enemy's easily deceiving them. And when he deceives them, even though he knows, look at, the enemy fears those who are God's children. But there's a time when you're a child, and then there's a time when you are a soldier. That's why he said it's time to lay those childish things down. It's time to become a soldier. Where the enemy fears you, you don't fear him. Hallelujah. Matthew 27, verse 45. The day heaven invaded earth. Yes. Matthew 27:45. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. In other words, the earth was dark. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why? Because he just took on all man's sin. And some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked and the rocks were split. Jesus just invaded hell. Heaven just invaded hell and took the authority away. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away. That's why you and I can have eternal life who are of the kingdom. Those who are not of the kingdom will die. And the veil ripped, the earth quaked, the rocks were split, and the graves were what? Open. Listen, nobody came out of the graves yet. The graves were opened, rocks were split, earthquake, tombs opened, dead bodies were laying there. 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. And many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were what? They were raised. Why? These were the saints that were saved through Christ's ministry during that period of time. Nobody from the Old Testament was raised. Does everybody get it? These were believers during Jesus' ministry that followed him and got saved and died during that period of time. Why? And then coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they what? They went into the holy city and appeared to many. And so when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven invaded hell. That was the day the earth stood still. Darkness came all over the earth. John 16. John 16, verse 5. Jesus said, but now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. He will be the carrier of the kingdom of God. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and in judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven has invaded the earth and hell. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, you will see me, because I go to the Father. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In other words, he was telling them that the kingdom of heaven would soon be invading the temple of God. The temple of man. So the kingdom of heaven will soon be invading the temple of man. Does anybody get this? He said, this is why it's to your advantage. Remember, Jesus walks and said, repent. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. In Acts chapter 1, in verse 4, heaven now is going to invade the temple of man. In verse 4, and being assembled, Jesus was assembled together with them. He commanded them. Everyone say commanded. So he didn't ask them, did he? He commanded them. He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he had said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. I think that's one of the big problems, that there is division in the body of Christ. Because there are those who are baptized in the Holy Spirit, manifesting the kingdom of God in power and having more dominion than those who are not, easily being deceived and swayed. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? But Jesus wasn't talking about a kingdom of the world. He was talking about the eternal kingdom. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive what? Power. Power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. In other words, that's the kingdom of God. It's power. Power and witness of heaven. Acts chapter 2. And when the feast of Pentecost had come, on that day, they were all with one accord in one place. In verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound of heaven. A sound where? From heaven, as of rushing mighty wind, and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, and they had power. The kingdom of heaven had now just invaded the temple of man, and the temple of man now became the temple of God. Whew. And they had power. The eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty was now in man, expressing his kingdom with power, overtaking darkness. In Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 12. The day heaven invaded earth. In verse 27, and Jesus said, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons, now remember, demons are the offspring of fallen angels, right? Okay. So he says, if I cast out demons, which is Satan's kingdom, correct? By the Spirit of God, surely the what? Kingdom of God has come upon you. Because that's our fight. All influences that promote rebellion is from Satan's kingdom. Those are demons. Is everybody okay? Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first, what? Binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Why? Because Jesus gave me and you the keys of the kingdom of heaven to bind and to loose. It's amazing how many people don't use their keys. That's why we're to first strike every morning with what? The keys of the kingdom of God. You bind, you loose. In that prayer booklet, Penetrating Prayers, all those prayers talk about binding and loosening. Why? Because they're penetrating, battling prayers. They are spiritual warfare prayers. Casting out demons is a part of warfare. And it doesn't mean you got to just cast it out of a person. They're everywhere. We need to bind the principalities and wickedness in heavenly places. We need to assist the angels working on our behalf. Why? Because we're a part of the eternal kingdom of God, and the angels are working on our behalf. So why not bind the power, the other angels that are coming against your angels? Even Daniel did realize that. Remember, the angel of the Lord showed up to Daniel after he'd been praying. And he said, man, it took me 21 days to get here. According to your time, man time, physical time. And the angel told him, he said, I had a fight with the principality of Persia, the prince. So it took me 21 days. I had to wait for Michael to come and assist me so I could bring you the message. Well, you know what? If Daniel would have knew about the keys of the kingdom of binding and loosing, he could have bound that principality over Persia. He would have got an answer quicker. This is warfare. This is reality. This is the kingdom that invaded the earth. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And if you're a part of that kingdom, you should be using your keys. Don't hang them up on the refrigerator. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4. The Bible says something specific. That the kingdom of darkness is taken by force. Has everybody got it? We must attack. It's taken by force. 1 Corinthians 4. In verse 19. Hallelujah. I think that's it. Praise God. Let's start at 16. Therefore, I urge you, imitate me. For this reason, I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. Now, some are puffed up as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not what? In word, it is in what? Power. A lot of people are talking it, but they ain't walking it. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod or in love and a spirit of gentleness? Again, the kingdom of God is in power. Remember, you and I were empowered. The kingdom of heaven invaded the earth, and then the kingdom of heaven invaded hell. Then the kingdom of heaven invaded man, and those who are willing to allow the kingdom of heaven to dwell in them. For the kingdom is neither here nor there, but within us. Amen. Go to Mark 16. Verse 17. I guess we can start at 16 so we get a better understanding. It says, he who believes, which means to what? Follow. And is baptized will be saved. In other words, he's washed by the blood of Christ. But he who does not believe will be condemned. But in this washing of Christ, he is also baptized in the Holy Spirit. Does everybody get this? Because you're not going to cast out a devil without power. And it says, and these signs will follow them who follow me. In my name, they will what? Cast out demons, because that's the problem. I'm going to continue to say this till the day the Lord takes me out of here. That's the problem. Satan's kingdom, demons, astral projected spirits, principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places. You know, it's time you start binding astral projecting spirits that are coming against you. People don't even realize that. You know what? Abortion is ruled under the spirit of Moloch. They're still sacrificing. Abortion is nothing but a sacrifice. Hallelujah. It says, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, by no means hurt them, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Why? Because there's power. That's what the kingdom of God comes to do. It comes to drive out darkness. It comes to drive out evil spirits. Look it. If you're not staying filled with the Spirit of God, then the enemy's draining you, and the enemy's using you. And demons will come. Listen, but there are believers that are demonized big time. Demonized. And they let the devils use them. Remember, demons get fed by emotion. You're around somebody that's angry and oppressed all the time, it's because the demons are feeding off of them all the time. people that are rebellious, those demons are feeding us. That's their meal. Revelation 12. It's time to man up and woman up and become a soldier and no longer be a child. Starting at verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, and a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. Hello? The moon under her feet. The moon is nothing but a... What is it? It's not the true light, is it? It's a reflection of a light, isn't it? It's an imitation. It's a counterfeit. In fact, it lights the night, doesn't it? It's the light of the night. Hello? That's why people go weird on full moons. That's why a lot of witchcraft is being done on full moons. And a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. And he drew a third of the stars, which were angels of heaven, and threw them to the earth. Why? Because there's going to be another invasion. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour the child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and her throne and his throne. That's Jesus. Amen. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. Now look at this is the parallel. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. In other words, there is going to become a point in time where Satan's kingdom can no longer hide in the unseen realm. God will force them into the seen realm. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. At some time, this will happen. They will no longer be in the second heaven or the first heaven. The kingdom of heaven will take over every heaven and remove all the demonic forces from there, and they will be sent into the physical realm. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they what? They over what? Verse 11. They overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb, or by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. In other words, they're willing to die. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having what? Great wrath. Because he knows he has a what? Short time, like 3.5 years. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, see, then he realized, oh my, we're here. He'd been cast to the earth. And everybody able to see him. He persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child, which will be Israel then, and those who are left of the body of Christ. But the woman was given 2 wings of an eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for time and times and half time from the presence of the serpent, which is 3.5 years. And I truly believe that this is where the rapture will be. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the what? Rest, because he couldn't go after her, the bride. Has everybody got that? Because we're no longer here. So he went after the rest. What was the rest? Ones that were not right with God. Of the offspring who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. In Revelation 19. Oh, hallelujah. The day heaven invaded earth. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 1, and after these things I heard a loud voice and a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judges, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever, And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sat on the throne, saying, Amen and Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters and the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Again, the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. That's what they were dressed with. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God, and I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, the white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on the horses. This is the next invasion. After you and I are taken, we are coming with the King of Glory from heaven and invading the earth again. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. He himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on a horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should not deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years are finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. In Revelation 21, praise God. You know, we don't hear this enough, man. Revelation 21, would you read it with me, please? First 8 verses. Now I saw the new heaven and the new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I want you to know that this new Jerusalem is already in existence. That's where the saints go now. One day everything will go, and they will come. This is where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. This is the new Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. And verse 3, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the what? The cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The day heaven invaded earth. Man, there is so much excitement in our future. If we could just constantly cut ourselves loose from this temporary impressions all the time. We are so much more than what we think we are. Stop allowing the enemy to steal your identity in Christ by the things that we do here on this earth. Maintain your identity. He's paid the price for you. Does everybody understand that? You are because he is. Don't let the enemy deceive you or manipulate you with oppression or heaviness or guilt or condemnation or failure or success. Victories are won by being consistent. Does everybody get it? Without consistency, you can't win victories. We must be disciplined and consistent. Amen? So we can, there should be no reason why we lose battles. Amen? But losing a battle doesn't lose your identity. That's what the enemy does. He tries to get you to lose the battle and try and steal your identity. Your battle losses have nothing to do with your identity. You are because he is. Amen? So let us, who are now the extension and expression of Christ Jesus, the kingdom of God, continually invade the kingdom of darkness with his presence, with his power, and first striking and using the keys that God has given us, that we may be victorious in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Be blessed and go kick some butt.